Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. This is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
I'm going to Wichita. Hey, Shocker fans, want the latest on Wichita State athletics? Let's go right to the source with Shocker AD Kevin Saul.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Hour number two here on Sports Daily. We are joined now by Wichita State Athletic Director Kevin Saul and special guest Terry Nooner, Wichita State women's basketball coach. Perfect timing as they've made a couple additions to the roster as women's basketball has been very much in the headlines lately. And gentlemen, we appreciate you stopping by. Welcome to Sports Daily.
Good morning, Jacob. How are you?
We're good. It's Albrecht and Savage today on this Wednesday. Let's get right into women's basketball since we've got Terry here. And okay. Kevin, I'll ask you this. You guys have a ton of initiatives and things happening right now with the NIL. A lot of that, you know, we think a lot of men's basketball because it's always been the banner carrier for Wichita State. But that effort is wide ranging, right, among all sports. And how is that going for you guys here in this sort of off season to basketball?
Yeah, no, it's been good. We've talked about on the show previously, and I appreciate you asking, the Seed Sowers campaign of 5,000 individuals given $500 a year, $42 a month. I think we're the website says 441 Seed Sowers so far, and I think we're just north of 500 actually. We've got some significant gifts that will be announced here in the next 7 to 10 days that will certainly vault that forward. But the goal in 5,000 at 500 a year is obviously 2.5 million, and women's basketball is a critical part of that at about $350,000-$400,000 per year in NIL. So critically important in the recruiting process. I think it's very difficult to separate the desire for championships and needing to have a very vibrant and active NIL program, particularly in today's landscape. I know that's not appealing or attractive to some folks, and we've had a lot of conversations, and folks are starting to understand that the connection to winning championships, that road runs through NIL. And so we're making some headway, and we'll continue to work at it really hard.
It does. And Terry, I would follow that with this for you. We have seen an absolute explosion of interest in the women's game. And a lot of that has to do with Caitlin Clark, but it was happening before she got there too. I've always thought of Wichita State as a place where you could put a lot of butts in that, in those seats, and the build to get there is the job you've inherited now. How's that going? And what, you know, as you coach young women and see this explosion, how proud are you just in general of the industry and how much it's grown over the last handful of years?
I mean, I'm so proud because, you know, as me, a person, I started coaching youth basketball, and I remember having a lot of friends when I first started, a group of sixth grade girls, and a bunch of my buddies were asking me why would I even waste my time in women's basketball? But for me, it was the power of giving back and helping, you know, student athletes and young ladies, kind of pay it forward by all the great coaches that I had in my life. So to see the sport grow from how much it's grown since I first started in the business, you know, you love to see it. You love to be able to, you know, I'm talking to NBA friends and coaches, and they're watching women's basketball games now, and they're at AAU tournaments, and they have teams. And so just to see the great amount of support in our sport has been awesome. And I think Wichita is a big-time basketball town in general. We have a great group of a base of fans who love to watch us. They support us, win or lose. They stay to the end of games. They don't leave early. So, you know, I know if we can put a great product on the floor, then our attendances go skyrocket.
You know, Coach, one of the interesting things about where you're at right now with regards to NIL is that it's going to be out there. It's going to get better for women, partly because of Caitlin Clark. But I know this. I know this for a fact because I, you know, coaching football at East, I see, you know, and I know about some of the things that are being done for the kids that are being recruited from Wichita East for football. So I have a feel for that. At this point, what's it going to take for Wichita State to be able to compete for the best talent in the country with regards to NIL? How far do you have to go on that? What needs to be done, and how do you go about securing what you need to be competitive? And when I'm talking about competitive, Coach, there's no reason why we can't talk about, you know, best in the nation competing for places in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no bigger testament as that when Kim Mulkey first got to LSU, they weren't even an NCAA tournament team, and within 2 years, they won a championship.
There you go, good.
So the power of NIL now is strong. I think it's even the playing field a lot. And I think, you know, as Kevin stated before, a number between 300,000 or 400,000, I think, will be a great number for us to try to attract the best student athletes. We do a great job. I have a great staff of people who do a great job of attracting big time players who are very interested in us, who love us, who are high caliber players and high caliber kids. So if you can have those kind of NIL dollars to match, you know, our connections throughout the country and with AAU programs and high school coaches, if you can have that backing with you just to show the kids, because all they're looking at it is as NIL is just that they're saying you're making a commitment to them to take care of them the best way that you can possible. So I think if we can improve in that area, that'll be a great way for us to attract some of the best athletes in the country.
You guys announced three signings. One of them we know a lot about, Taylor Jamison. Yeah. We've always pondered, and we've asked you this before too. We watched Taylor Jamison in high school. She was a stud. Yeah. She just killed it at Heights, and then she goes on to George Mason, has a nice career. We've asked you before the importance of getting local talent from this high school basketball hotbed around these parts of the country. That one probably feels a little extra special. And what do you think Taylor can bring to the table for the Shockers?
I mean, I think for us it's huge. Because for me, women's basketball, in my opinion, is more of a regional and a local sport. So I think our fans just are going to be attracted if we're bringing in student athletes that they can go watch in high school, that they can go watch in AAU games. They kind of create a connection with these players if they're in your region. So I really think it's a regional sport. And one of my first things I wanted to do when I came back was to make sure we start securing the top talent in the Wichita area. I wanted to make sure we started to bring those players home. And she was one of the people who was on our hot list. Last year, she wanted to make sure she finished her degree at George Mason, which, you know, we understand it. But I think what she brings is just another local kid who has a great pride in the city of Wichita. She wants to be a beacon and example for all the young players in the city and all the young girls who have dreams to play at Wichita State. And I think just the way she plays and her tenacity and her toughness and her mindset, and she has a chip on her shoulders, and it's a her against the world type of mentality, which I think is also a big part of the fabric of what Wichita is. We want to always prove ourselves against the world, and she really represents that more than anybody, I think, on our team.
You know, Coach, you guys have just announced recently that there's going to be a basketball tour in the Virgin Islands. Man, that is cool. See, yeah. That's what we're talking about, big-time stuff. This is what the big-time programs do. Talk about how you use that, because I know there isn't a kid in the world that wouldn't love to go into that part of the country and enjoy the beaches and the palm trees and all that stuff in the Virgin Islands and play basketball. How big a deal is that for Wichita State?
I mean, it's a huge deal. I think it's a big testament to Kevin. The guys that went on the trip last year, and he's really big on making sure he takes care of my players and all of the players for sure. But I think it was really an idea kind of brought on by Kevin as the athletic director and wanting to, you know, give us this gift. And I think for us, just having a new team and new players on the team, it'll be a chance for us to bond and practice throughout the summer. And, of course, it helps recruiting. And I'm almost wondering, because I watched how hard my players are working in the weight room and their conditioning, is it for basketball? Or is it for them to be on the beach in the Virgin Islands? Weight room.
Yeah, I don't. Right.
I did not see that coming.
Man.
I didn't see that coming, Coach.
I'll tell you, Coach. Like I tell myself every year, it's almost pool season. I better get rid of this little muffin top I got going.
Yeah.
It never works.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
If it does work out, you're gonna have to give me some tips on that.
Yes, we've had 5 hard weeks, and their level of consistency and how hard they've been working on the court, you know, with the coaches, with development, but just going down, watching them in the weight room and their pace, and you can see the transformation in kids and muscle and strength and speed. And so, like I said, I don't know if this is a Virgin Islands thing or if this is you want to make sure you're ready for my practices in the summer. Hopefully it's both.
Hey, Jacob.
Whatever it takes.
Jacob and Paul, with the right waiver process, we could probably get you involved in those workouts in the weight room.
I need it. I have
4 years of college eligibility left. Believe it or not, I do have some eligibility still on the table.
I have a COVID season left, I'm sure, Coach.
Yeah, Paul, listen, you brought up Baylor. Paul's a former Baylor football player. So, yeah, you could maybe find one more out of him.
So, Paul, you Terry, need to get out and set screen. You could set some screens for us then.
Oh, big time. Yeah, it'd have to go like an extra block to get around me.
Get up and down. Terry, we watched this explosion of women's basketball, and I think all of us around here imagine and dream what that could be like at Charles Koch Arena. So, you know, continue the work there in NIL, everything it is, because we're all looking forward to that return to glory. Kevin, I would ask you this. I've been wondering, as you guys have the initiatives out there and you're very front-facing with those now, which is an interesting shift, right, from when this all started a handful of years ago, the fact that it is front-facing and you guys are so open with what you're looking for, how receptive have people been to that, Kevin? Is the oddness of it still existing, or are people, do you think, finding themselves more comfortable with it as you have to have these discussions?
Jacob, I would put it at the you know, you've heard of the 10-80-10 rule on the standard bell curve. I'd probably put it at a 20-60-20, where on the top end, the 20% are all in. All right, let's embrace this NIL thing, this transfer portal thing. Let's give you guys the resources to retain and recruit well. And there's a 20% at the bottom that, if I'm really candid and blunt with you, are going to have a hard time getting there. And I certainly respect that. It's not an area that is overly palatable for some folks, particularly given the last 20, 30 years of college athletics. And we'll keep cranking away on those conversations. And some folks are coming around to understand that this is critically important. It is the landscape that we're in. These resources are critically important for us to retain and recruit and to get roster continuity that we all know contributes to championship teams. And then there's a 60% in the middle where we certainly have got to walk through the importance of it. And we've been very forward facing on that. hosting about 100 folks in Champions Club. We're regularly doing lunches and dinners, raising money for not only annual operating, but for NIL, and really working at that hard. So I think there's 20% that are all in. I think there's 20% where it's a tough putt, but we're going to keep cranking away on those. And then I think there's 60% that we've got to get to, have a really solid conversation, educate on why it's so important, which is why we're appreciative coming on your guys' show, because that's certainly helpful. And then we'll just keep cranking away at it.
Right. Coach Nooner, I got to ask you one question, though, that has to do with basketball itself. College okay. women's basketball, and that is, up to this year, I've always had trouble naming one or two college women basketball players because it's not on my – no offense – But you know, yeah. It's coming along. Well, this year I could name a ton of them, all the way from Reese to Clark to Juju. I mean, I could name you a ton of them. It's always been up to this point the coaches. It's always been about coaches in women's basketball. In other words, the Genos and Coach Daly and you know, all the great coaches. Kim Mulkey, you mentioned her just earlier in this interview. These coaches. They are very wildly successful. And, of course, the lady at Stanford who's just retiring. I'm sorry I've gone blank on her. But, anyway, you know who I'm talking about. These are all really, really successful coaches. What is it that, in your view, having been in women's basketball for as long as you've been, what's the one ingredient they all have in common that is making them and their basketball programs successful to the point where they are now?
I mean, I think it's tenacity. I think their ability to recruit. I mean, they've been able to recruit and retain. Like, you look at, I've told some of my buddies this before.
Okay.
Like, you look at, like, say somebody like Gino, the women's game, we don't have a one-and-done rule. So in so many years past, you have, say, Gino, he would recruit the number one class. And then he come in the next year and he recruits the number one class. So those kids, 4 years of having – five of the top eight kids in the country, and you're keeping them every single year. I think that's a big part of them being able to manage those kids and just being able to recruit some of the top players and being consistent with them over the long haul. I think it's a big part of their success. But I think now the reason the game has grown so much is there's so much more parity. I mean, you had a kid like Caitlin Clark who wasn't at UConn, Tennessee, South Carolina. She was probably the most popular player in college sports, men's, women's, regardless of sport, her and Angel Reese and those ladies. So I think the fact that you don't have all of the top kids all loaded up in one place and there's so much more parity, which I think is a big part of why NIL is kind of like even the playing field for people. So not like there's only one or two or three schools you can go to kind of achieve your goals. And with the WNBA expanding and more kids at our level are getting opportunities to play, make it to the WNBA, I think it's just starting to be more and more opportunities for women's basketball, and you don't have to go to three or four schools to be able to achieve your lifetime dreams.
Right.
I agree with you. I think it's
right.
I think it is,
yeah, I do too.
Evening it out. We're running out of time here, Kevin. Quick thought, how is it going? I know it's been a little slow going on the men's side, but, you know, are things happening? You guys, you know, moving and shaking a little bit on the, you know, the portal trail for the men?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you know, I think everybody has in their mind, or at least most folks do, the date of May 1st is the portal closing date. And I think what's important to note that is that's really a portal entry deadline. Right. So it's not that all decisions have to be made by players and institutions, because recruiting is going to go on for several weeks past May 1st. That is the deadline for young people to get into the portal. And so what I think you're seeing is on both the individuals that are in the portal, you're seeing a delay on announcements until after May 1st. And I think you're seeing from many coaches in the country are trying to get those announcements to be delayed after May 1st, each for varying reasons. But I think you'll see a lot of activity, a lot of promotion and publicity on announcements like May 2nd to the 10th.
We appreciate it, gentlemen. Good luck to everyone involved there with, you know, this opportunity, hopefully, to boost Wichita State athletics. Terry, it was good to catch up with you again. We'll do it again as we get closer to the season for sure.
Right.
And we look ahead
right.
to getting things going.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kevin, we'll have you in a couple weeks here to as we're coming down the home stretch of baseball, right, softball, and get us primed right up for the postseason.
Can I just holler real quick? Coach Nooner, anytime you want to come on, just come on with us. Give us a holler. We'd love to have you back on.
I come on anytime, and anytime y'all want to jump in them high-intensity workouts, y'all let me know, too.
Got it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I have a feeling call will be a one-way call from Wichita State to you all. I don't know if those workout calls are coming.
It will take some convincing for me. I'm out of shape.
Thanks so much for having us on the show, and go Shockers.
I appreciate it both. There goes Kevin Saul. There goes Terry Nooner. Good timing on all of that is, their efforts to ramp up NIL, which is what Shocker fans have wanted, are full going. And again, it's not just to help one program. This is what we talk about all the time, Paul.
Yes, that's right.
NIL makes its way through.
It's getting through.
Important
that's
in
right.
all of them. And, you scale it however you need to scale it, but it's helping athletes all over campus. So you can find out more about that. If you're interested, just go to Go Shockers. Wichita State baseball, softball in season. And we'll get more into that in the coming weeks as they get ready for the postseason. When we come back, you think Reggie Bush would have liked to have some NIL opportunities when he was in college, Paul?
He did.
It sounds like he's going to get his Heisman back. Yeah. We'll get into that story when we return on Sports Daily. All right, welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Jake Ballbrock, Paul Savage. Appreciate Kevin Saul, Terry Nooner for joining the program. If you missed any of that, you can go back and listen at kfhradio.com. You've got the live stream there. You've got a podcasted form of the show. You can do that. So check it out. IHOP Hotline is back open now at 869-1240. Paul, before we get into this, let's give away some HTO.
Oh, boy.
We'll give away... Yeah. Some free iced tea,
yes.
Some free rain coffee.
Love it.
The free iced tea is available for you in Derby or in either Wichita location, east or west. The coffee, free rain, now served, is available for you in Derby or Wichita East. First caller right now to the IHOP hotline at 869-1240 will get a free drink, two of them,
Wonderful.
On us here at Sports Daily. Good luck, everybody.
I like it. Thank you, Jacob.
Let's hit this Reggie Bush story, Paul, and I do want to get into the Dylan Edwards transfer, too, as we're shifting to college football a little bit.
Sure.
So Reggie Bush, the Heisman Trust, says they're going to reinstate his 2005 trophy.
Right.
They say it's due to large shifts, basically, in the college athletics, enormous changes over the last several years. And basically, I think what they're saying, Paul, is in the current model, Reggie Bush, anything he was accused of would have been totally fine. The other thing that's important to point out here is the NCAA, Paul, has nothing to do with this. This is all the Heisman Trust doing this. One way or the other, get the man his trophy back.
Right,
please.
Right, please.
Get the man his trophy
back.
Now,
let's do it. I think that's fair.
The reason he doesn't have a trophy is naivety, let's be honest. Very naive to think that college football players haven't been compensated over the years. Whatever it is naive. They were compensated, Paul, in small ways, but in some ways at a Division II school I went to. So, the most high profile athletes getting compensation in whatever way it is has been happening forever.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever your favorite coach is.
Right.
At a high level, they've all been doing it.
Right.
Okay, so when Reggie Bush in 2005 had his taken away, that's the naivety. And I'm like, well, what are we doing here? So I'm glad to see it come back.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great college football players of all time.
Right.
Now, should he have won it over Vince Young? I'm not sure. One of the,
favorite
college football game and season ever was that year.
Right.
And Reggie Bush, even though I, at that time in my life, and I probably don't as much now, but back then, boy, I hated USC. It's a huge Notre Dame fan. This would have been college when this game happened for me. Huge Notre Dame fan growing up, hated USC, Reggie Bush, the Bush, all that stuff. But he's one of the greatest college football players we've ever seen.
Right.
No doubt about it.
Right.
Most exciting, electric college football players we've ever seen. And the fact that he didn't have his trophy was weird, but I'm glad he has it now. And mm-hmm. You know what? NCAA, Nobody cares about you anymore and what you think.
Not a care in the world about. By the way, with regards to Reggie Bush, I think there's two things about this, two points I'd like to make about this. One is that, you know, you touched upon the fact that what Reggie Bush was doing back when he was at USC in the early 2000s was called NIL today. I mean, that's what he was doing. I mean, he was just doing NIL before NIL was around. And so we get that. The other thing about the money part of his competing at the college level with the money is that, to me, and Jad and I were talking over the break, I always thought to a certain extent that Reggie Bush was doing it for the right reasons, because the basis of – now, I'm going back a long time. You know, correct me if my memory is faulty on this. But, Jacob, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of this had to do with a house that he had his mother and father in. He put his mom and dad in a nicer home than they've ever had in their entire life, because he could at that point. That offer was made. I'm telling you what, I think to myself, what would I do for my mother and my father? I would do whatever I need to do. That's what I would. I got a feeling. I've met your mom and dad. I've got a feeling you do the same thing. You do the exact same thing for them.
I don't. Nothing he did bothers me. Nothing any of these athletes at any point bothers me. So, nothing the schools did to get them there bothers me either, quite frankly.
So that's reason number one why I'm glad they're reinstating this, and that is, you know, he did not. Now, I'm not saying he didn't benefit. Obviously, he did. But he was doing the major work on this thing for the right reason, his mom and dad. Now, the other reason, excuse me, is that, hold on just. The main reason I think that he's going back in, or his Heisman is being restored at this point, is very simply, last year the College Football Hall of Fame inducted Reggie Bush into the College Football Hall of Fame. Every Heisman Trophy winner that's ever won the Heisman is eventually put into College Football Hall of Fame. I think that's a big part of it. I think that's a big part of why the Heisman Club, well, not the downtown, what is it, the downtown club? In New York, restoring his Heisman. He's now in the College Football Hall of Fame. How do you have a Heisman winner not with his trophy, but he's in the College Football Hall of Fame, Jacob? I don't get it. He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. Thank you.
Yeah, it's fine. He's going to get it. He's needed it for a long time. The reasons he didn't have it, again, I don't know how else to describe it except we're just very, very naive. And he's got it now. And so we're there, right? We're there. He'll get it. Now, I use this transition, and it's interesting, only because we're talking about electric running backs. And Dylan Edwards is not Reggie Bush, but he kind of plays like him a little bit, Paul. And Dylan Edwards is back in the portal. Okay, so Dylan Edwards, the Derby star, probably the fastest player I can recall seeing in high school football.
Great lateral move. Great lateral speed.
Is in the portal, and his recruiting process has been really interesting. Started at K-State, right? And it was the Dylan Edwards, Avery Johnson, childhood friends. They've been playing football together their entire lives story.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, opportunity strikes. Notre Dame comes calling. He pulls from K-State, goes to Notre Dame. No big deal. He probably got a better offer. I have no problem with that. Then he left Notre Dame to go with Prime at Colorado. That was interesting. Again, liked the coach better. Okay. And he's pretty successful as a freshman. When Colorado was good at the beginning of the season winning games, he was a big part of it.
He was.
And you could see how he fits in. Well, like so many Colorado players, and I don't really fully understand the reason why this is happening, Dylan Edwards goes back into the portal. Deion Sanders likes Dylan Edwards, by the way. And Avery Johnson, you know, his childhood friend, they were high school rivals, but they grew up together and are, you know, they're great friends, is very publicly campaigning for a return to K-State for Dylan Edwards. And I would tell you this, you know, you got to swallow your pride, K-State fans, maybe K-State coaches that are annoyed by the way that all played out the last time. If you can get Dylan Edwards in there, you got to go make that happen. For an offense that we are wondering about its explosiveness outside of the quarterback and some of the changes, to just add a piece like Edwards to mix in anywhere would be good for this offense. So this becomes really interesting to see his name out there and the obvious connections to K-State. If he had not originally committed, Paul, to K-State and then left, I mean, this would be just really staring at us in the face. But he did, so now it makes me wonder if it's even possible. But boy, you talk about a good fit. He'd be a good fit at KU too, by the way. A little thunder and lightning there in the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be a good fit for either one of those teams, and I really hope he ends up at one of them.
Right.
The storybook place, of course, would be K-State, but man, he'd be good either spot. And
right.
I hope that's where he ultimately ends
up. And of course, we don't know. It's hard. It's, you know, and this NIL makes this speculation always difficult because you and I don't know numbers. And that's going to have a big part of where he ends up. But if the numbers are right, or shall I say if the numbers are competitive, that might be a better way to phrase this. If the numbers are competitive, then I think, you know, if you're a K-State fan, well, you just can't have your feelings hurt. That's just as simple as that is. You cannot have your feelings hurt because he changed his mind to go to Notre Dame. Notre Dame is that special place. Now, you could have your feelings hurt if he changed and went to Baylor. I would get that, and I would laugh, but that's okay. But Notre Dame's a different thing. If he ends up saying, I want to come back and go to K-State, man, that will be a joyous thing. That would be a great thing. That kid is a special talent. He hasn't seen his potential yet. I think it would be great. I think it would be wonderful to see him in the portal end up in K-State.
It would be wonder. Yes, I. It would be such a cool and fun story. It would also, for different reasons, be a cool and fun story if he ended up at KU. Right? That would be like the rivalry that would immediately exist. He'd be like public enemy number one for K-State fans. That would also be a good story. But his buddy Avery Johnson is advocating for him to come to K-State. We'll see. I have not talked to anybody involved in that. We'll have Tim Fitzgerald in tomorrow. He may have a little more insight on that. We'll get his thoughts on it, on the possibilities of it. Colorado brought in, I think, an Ohio State running back, and that probably has something to do with it, and that's totally fine. I just, in this modern NIL world, Paul, don't you have to have a really thick skin?
Oh, my gosh.
If you were schools that's or
right.
coaches?
Well, that's right. And there's all kinds of things that go in this beside the money. By the way, I just got a text from one of my good coaching buddies, Coach Murph, who happens to, I'd coached a lot of years of professional football with him, and he makes the point that Coach Sanders coached Dylan when he was younger, and they had already had a relationship, and so that's why he committed when the offer was made. You can't fault that kind of stuff. That's the kind of thing that you've got to understand and realize about the world in which we live, that these relationships come and go, but they can certainly come back. And that's and in a way, it's a beautiful thing because second chances, and you know I've always have been about redemption. I love redemption. It's one of the great things about the human spirit is redemption. And they're in and if this is what one would want to call redemption, then so be it. I'm all for it. But I guess there's other reasons why he was what ended up where he was and how all this worked out. But
Look, it's fine. Like, again, I always tell people when all this stuff makes them squirm, put yourself in the position of being that kid's parent, and I think it all makes a whole lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
When it's, you know, it's easy to sit back and say, oh, what happened to loyalty? And we're like, okay, I get it.
I get it too.
Totally disagree with that.
However,
in sports, especially in football, you do not have much of a window or opportunity to actually earn based on your playing ability.
Mm, that's
very
true.
Very few guys get to do it, and even fewer amount get to do it for a long time. So if you're the parent of this kid and the obvious is staring at you and you're being presented this opportunity to capitalize on these God-given abilities that such a small fraction of people get. Mm. This opportunity is such a rarity.
It is.
That if you think about it as a parent or an advisor to one of these young people, it's like, man, you're a football player. Your length of time here is short. if you've got an opportunity to capitalize on that now, you have to take it.
Mm.
Because there's too great a risk that it's all done like that.
Right. That is
exactly. And so you just have to. And you have to understand that when you look at this. And yes, loyalty matters. Mm. In a perfect world, we will find the balance between compensation and loyalty. But forever, that scale has been tipped to absolutely fraudulent levels
right.
with these high-level athletes, right?
Which is why
Reggie Bush doesn't have his Heisman, because everything was having to be done under the table because the value is clearly there. So, I never fault these kids for leaving the place they're at. Do I wish it happened less? Of course I do. I also think it gives more teams a chance to compete, and I think it's absolutely the best thing for the kids
right.
who've been taken advantage of for eternity in college sports.
I miss the chance of falling in love with a player. And I don't mean, love. I mean, I love falling in love with players.
Saying.
Do you want to know something? I'm more guarded on it.
Do you think that LSU fans love Joe Burrow?
Well, yes.
Of course they do.
Yes.
He's there a year.
Hello.
Transferred in.
Uh-huh.
Transferred in, won him a national championship, set all kinds of records.
That's
you
right.
think they love him?
Absolutely.
Do you think it matters that he was only there for one season?
No, because, he brought him to Mecca.
So if Will Howard goes to Ohio State and is incredible and a Heisman candidate, do you think they'll love him any less than if he'd have been there for 2 or 3 years?
No, they won't. In fact, they may love him more. I mean, just that's the
Joe
way.
Joe Burrow was at LSU for 2 years. But
well,
you know what I mean.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about, though. I get it. And the answer is no, I get it. You will fall in. But those are the heights of which, you know, your love will grow. You know, we talk about love growing, and your love will grow. National championships have a way of making the heart and the love grow, don't they? That's
yeah. Let me think of a more relatable example.
Okay,
for
please.
Us.
All right.
Do you think KU fans have the appropriate appreciation for Remy Martin?
How about Hunter Dickinson?
Well, time will tell. Remy Martin came to KU, helped him win a national championship.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
Hunter Dickinson, yeah. If they go to the promised land and he's back next year, you think anybody's going to? No, it's fine. It's okay.
That's right.
Schools and fans have been falling in love with one-and-done players in college basketball forever.
Right.
Right. It's all relative.
Hey,
congratulations to Wendell for winning our HTO giveaway. A little free rain coffee and iced tea.
Wonderful. Great.
What were you going to say? Finish that.
Well, all I was going to say is Michael Bishop at K-State was a two-year guy. And how much love does he get from K-State people?
There you go. That's a great example.
Great example. Just,
listen, K-State fans, I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't ever like telling anybody what to do or what to think. But if Dylan Edwards wants to come back to K-State, welcome him back with open arms.
Right.
A nudge from me. Mm-hmm. We'll come back. 869-1240 is that IHOP hotline. We got more Sports Daily coming right after this. Back in, everybody. Sports Daily, quick segment here. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage with you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening on our audio stream to those of you at kfhradio.com. Always a great way to listen when you're not around your radio. Paul Jaden Daniels, and according to a report, CBS Sports has this. It's according to The Athletic, though, that's reporting this. His dream world, he's told people, according to The Athletic, would be to either reunite with Antonio Pierce and play for the Raiders or play under Kevin O'Connell and replace Kirk Cousins with the Vikings. The Raiders there have been reports, tried to get up to number two, but there was a connection between Pierce and Daniels at Arizona State. By the way, Jaden Daniels played at Arizona.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
State, did you even know that? I did. I think maybe I did. I forgot. But I don't know that Washington's going to trade out of that spot. This is interesting. Daniels is an interesting prospect. I think he's got the ability to come in and be explosive and do things right away. But can he stay healthy? And, you know, that matters certainly when you're trying to make these evaluations. Washington's got to take it. What interests me about that, I think, more than anything, is that this young person has said being with O'Connell in Minnesota would be so appealing, because I think that that would be appealing to any of them and be an advantage for whatever quarterback the Vikings end up with. It goes back to our original point. What if Justin Herbert ends up with the Vikings? I can't get that out of my head. I can't. But is it surprising to you that a young person has a thought and opinion on the head coach and you know, their style of coaching? It that's next level thinking. But Kevin O'Connell has that reputation there in Minnesota, the other part of that that makes it interesting is, could he get something out of Sam Darnold if things fall apart for the Vikings, I suppose. But I do think that's interesting that, you know, you've got a clear connection for Daniels in his dream scenario to go back with Pierce, but then you have this random thought of the Vikings, right? They're not picking at number two. Mm-hmm. Their chances to get Jaden Daniels are almost zero, I would think. Yet he, you know, according to this report, has told people he'd love to play there. I think that speaks to O'Connell and makes, you know, their hunt for the next quarterback pretty interesting.
Well, it might be a little easier if you look at it, at the situation and the fact that, you know, coaches are different, and you know that. All coaches are different.
It can mean everything.
It can mean everything in philosophy of how they do things, of how they accomplish their goals. Let me give you a good example. Take the Detroit Lions, for instance. Dan Campbell, he is what they call old school. Now, that's not for everybody. An old school coach, it's not a bad thing, and I consider myself a bit of an old school coach, but it's not a bad thing. But on the other hand, it's a unique situation for certain guys coming out of certain programs, and I get that. So all these things that you're seeing, you're seeing guys who say to themselves, this is a coach who I would understand, who would understand me, and part of that is all about, how do I relate to this coach? Do we have the same philosophy? Will we want the same things? Will we approach these things in a similar manner? And it goes through the mind of everybody, doesn't it? I mean, it would have to. It does in the recruiting process, for God's sakes, from high school to
does.
College.
But
I mean, so.
Paul, I think Patrick Mahomes would have been successful anywhere he landed.
Well, that, I think you're
NFL.
Probably right.
However, landing with Andy Reid, being able to sit behind Alex Smith for a year, all of those circumstances have helped make him the best. If he's not in Kansas City, is he in the GOAT conversation that he's in right now? I don't know. I don't know that he is. I think it's, you know, that's a tough leap to make, honestly.
Well.
And so, yeah, it's cool to me to hear thoughts from, you know, these young guys thinking about that stuff, because it can make all the difference in the world for your entire career. And you know, if you hear those things and you have those conversations, what's so wild is you don't really get to control any of it. But I think that's important for Minnesota to hear that, and maybe it, you know, gets them a little more aggressive. Mm-hmm. Washington seems to hold all the power here, right? Washington may love Daniels. Like, what does Washington and Dan Quinn want to do here? Because they're the one, everybody knows it's going to be Caleb Williams one, but they're really in the spot that everybody else wants. What if they don't love Jaden Daniels? What if they evaluate Penix or J.J. McCarthy maybe a little higher than Jaden Daniels and Drake May, which I think is totally possible.
Mm-hmm. And again, it depends
maybe,
on.
Maybe they could trade. Maybe they would trade down.
Maybe they would. And there's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts in this scenario, what you're talking about. Lots and lots.
Going to make for a really, 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 really fun Thursday tomorrow. We're counting down the hours. I can't wait. I know I keep saying that, but I hope it doesn't disappoint. I think it's going to be very, very sexy.
First 10 picks are going to be fascinating, aren't they, Jacob? The first 10 picks are fascinating.
Who's going to make them is going to be fascinating.
Well, you've got a point there. You've got a good point.
And then seeing how teams rank these guys out. We've
got,
you know, four quarterbacks that are all over the rankings list, three receivers for the same thing. It's going to be awesome. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's on the network today when we return on Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.